everybody, you're listening to Osho Radio. Today we have lots of wonderful music for you, and Osho is answering a very confusing question that is familiar to many of us. Just sit back and relax, and most of all, enjoy a new program of Osho Radio.
Say it's crystal clear, shining in your eyes, no trace of fear. Every time I look at you, I can't believe you're happening to me. Crystal clear, every word you say is crystal clear. In your eyes, no trace of fear. Every time I look at you, I can't believe you're happening to me.
Shining in your eyes, no trace of fear.
time I look at you, I can't believe you're happening to me.
The discourse today is from the series The Sun Rises in the Evening, number 8. You can download the full discourse for free from the website oshoworld.com. Somebody is asking Osho, please help me to be happy and ordinary. I create misery for myself all the time because I want to be special, I want to be different and extraordinary. Osho says, I can't help you. But I will try to explain where your confusion is coming from. At the end of the discourse, Osho is telling a crazy story about getting all your desires fulfilled immediately. Thank you.
the first question. Please help me to be happy, to be ordinary. I find that all my upsets, conflicts, turmoils have to do with this desire to be special and nothing else. Sudha, it is impossible to help because you are not ordinary. Nobody is. Nobody can be. Everybody is unique and extraordinary. The problem arises when you start trying to be that which you already are. Then you fail. If you were ordinary, there was no difficulty to attain to extraordinariness. There was every possibility. But the fish is in the ocean and is trying to be in the ocean. Failure is absolute. It is doomed. How you can be ordinary? This whole existence is extraordinary. Each pebble on the soil is extraordinary, and each grass leaf is extraordinary. And I am not talking about only lotuses and roses. Of course, they are too extraordinary. But an ordinary grass flower is also not ordinary. All that exists is divine. How it can be ordinary? Don't try to be ordinary, otherwise you will go on failing and you will create misery for yourself. Even I cannot help. Even I cannot go against the Tao, against the fundamental law of life. God only creates the extraordinary. This whole existence is special. These raindrops, this morning, the people around you, this moment is extraordinary. It can't be repeated again. No, never. Not even in the whole eternity it will be repeated again. You will never find these raindrops falling again, this sound, this morning, these people. This whole situation is extraordinary. It only happens once. You will not find another Sudha all around the world. You can go on searching. And not only in the present time, even in the past, are in the future. No Sudha will ever be repeated. This is how we are. But once you start trying to be extraordinary, you will get into difficulty. To accept as you are and to accept as the whole is. If you can understand the extraordinariness of everything that exists, you have become ordinary. Sudha, it is not a question that you want to be extraordinary. You want to be special compared with other people. That too is absurdity. No comparison is possible. How can you be compared with anybody? Nobody is like you. You don't compare a dog with a parrot, or do you? There is no similarity. There is no likeness. How can you compare a dog with a parrot? Or a tree with a man? Or a rock with a river? In fact, no two individuals are alike, hence they are incomparable. You are you, and the other is other. To understand this is to be extraordinary and ordinary both. Extraordinary in the sense because existence only creates unique people. And ordinary in the sense that everybody is extraordinary. So there is nothing extraordinary in being extraordinary. Everybody is so. The comparison disappears. And when there is no comparison, there is no possibility of the ego. You ask, please help me to be happy. I can help you only to be not miserable. I cannot help you to be happy. But if you are not miserable, you will be happy. But no direct way is possible to make you happy. If it was possible, I would have made you happy long before. I am not a miser. I would have given it to you if it was possible to give at all. But there is no possibility. Happiness is not something that is going to happen to you from the outside. Once you stop being miserable, happiness is. Happiness wells within your being. It simply arises out of you. You start blooming. The hindrances have been removed. And this seems to be your greatest obstacle. You want to be extraordinary. I declare you, Sudha, you are. But remember, everybody else is too. So now there is no need to be worried. I certify you. You need not prove it. Let this obstacle disappear. Accept your extraordinariness. Rejoice in it. Celebrate it. Walt Whitman says, I celebrate myself. I sing myself. Celebrate and sing. You are extraordinary. God has not made another person like you, will never make another person like you. This is only once that God exists as you, in this form. This form is unrepeatable. Now what is lacking? All your misery is arising because you are trying to become it. It is your being. Becoming is irrelevant. And then suddenly you will see. If you can see the point, don't think about it, Sudha. Just see the point. It is so crystal clear. And a great burden from your chest will disappear. So you are extraordinary. You will have a deep breath. You will relax. And suddenly there is happiness. Happiness is not something that we have to produce or to do anything for it. It is natural, it is spontaneous. I can help you to be not in misery. Misery is your creation. Happiness is God's creation. Misery is the gift that you have given to yourself. Happiness is the gift that God has given to you. But you cling to misery. And when you cling, you feed it by our clinging. Drop it. Start dancing and singing and celebrating. End it right now. And don't say tomorrow, because tomorrow never comes. And don't say I will think over it. Either you have understood or you have missed. Thinking is not going to help. It is a simple fact. Let me repeat it again. Everybody is extraordinary. So nobody need to try. Don't suffer with this unnecessary inferiority. And if you suffer from it, you can go on suffering for ages. And you can go on creating, and you can go on finding new ways and means. Somebody has a longer nose than you, you are inferior. Somebody has blonde hair, you are inferior. Somebody has those beautiful eyes and you are inferior. Somebody is more intelligent and you are inferior. Somebody is a little taller and you are inferior. If you go on looking and searching for misery, it is available. You can find it in every person that passes by. Something or other you will find is missing in you. But this is your way of looking at things that creates misery. Forget everybody. Just look into the gifts that God has given to you, and gratitude arises. In fact, there is no reason, no reason that for this existence to be. No reason for this rain this morning, for this melody, this beautiful song that clouds are singing around you. If it was not there, we could not have complained. If it was not there, we could not have asked that it should be. It is simply there. Without our asking, it is there. We have knocked not even at the door, and the door is open. And millions of gifts are showering on you. Just look at those gifts and you will be surprised. You will be surprised that how you have been missing them. Just the joy of breathing is enough to be grateful. Just the joy of meeting a friend is enough to be grateful. Just the joy of sitting silently doing nothing. The joy of a morning or the evening. The joy of a night. Just go on looking for the joyous and you will find it. You only find that which you look for. You have been looking for misery. Now you can create misery. Today it is raining and tomorrow it will not be raining. Then tomorrow you can be miserable. That why it is not raining today. And when it is raining, you are not grateful. Start feeling grateful. Happiness comes closer and closer the more you become grateful. Gratitude functions like a magnetism. The complaining mind repels happiness away. It closes doors. It all depends on you. I can show you the way, but you will have to walk on it. Buddha has said, Buddhas can only point the way. They cannot walk for you. You will have to walk. I am showing you the way. You have become very clever, efficient in creating misery for yourself. Change the direction of your energies. Channelize them towards the joy, the beauty, this cuckoo calling from far away. And slowly, slowly you will see so many things were there, but you were not seeing at them. Your eyes were full of misery, hence you were missing. Your eyes were clouded, they were hazy, foggy, that's why you were missing. And one can miss by a small margin. One can miss only by a small thought. A small thought can become a barrier, and you can miss the whole beauty of the vast Himalayas. You can be there, watching the beautiful peaks of the Himalayas and the sun falling on the Himalayan snow, showering gold all around, and a thought comes in your mind, and the Himalaya has disappeared, and the thought clouds you. You remember something. The other day somebody had insulted you, and that's enough. Or you start planning for the future, that tomorrow I have to leave, and the Himalaya has disappeared, and the thought is so small, and the Himalaya is so big, but even a small thought can hinder, because the thought is so close to you, and it can stand in between. Just a small particle of dust can fall in your eye, and just a small particle, almost invisible, can make you blind. And you cannot open your eyes, and you cannot see the sun shining. Sudha, do only one thing. Start dropping the very concept of inferiority, the very concept that you have to be extraordinary. Now, even this question contains it. She has signed the question, "Your ordinary Buddha, Sudha." Even in that, the ego is claiming that I am no ordinary Buddha. I am ordinary Buddha. You follow me? Buddhas are extraordinary people. I am not like those. I am an ordinary Buddha. This is claiming extraordinariness. Help me to be ordinary. You want to be extraordinarily ordinary? The ego can go on playing games, subtle games. You will have to look through and through. Just remember two things. One, you are already that which you want to be, hence there is no need to do anything for it. You can call it extraordinariness, you can call it ordinariness. It makes no difference. You are already that. And you can never be anything else than that. What you call does not matter. If you are in love with the word ordinary, then everybody is ordinary. If you love the word extraordinary, then everybody is extraordinary. Remember only one thing, that whatsoever you claim for yourself, you have claimed for the whole. And that is the trouble. You would like to be special, not just like everybody else. It happens. There is a beautiful parable. A man worshipped God for many years, and always asking that fulfill only one of my desires. God must have got tired, bored. One day he appears. And he said, okay, you won't leave me alone. Morning, evening, you continuously go on harping the same notes. Fulfill one of my desires. Okay, I'm here. What is your desire? And the man said, whatsoever I ask should be immediately given to me. That is my desire. Very cunning man. God must have thought out of his innocence that he will ask one thing. He has asked all. He says only one desire, that whatsoever I ask should be given immediately to me. But you cannot defeat God, because cunningness can never defeat innocence. God said perfectly okay, this will be so, but remember only one thing, whatsoever you will ask, your neighbors will get double. Now the man was finished. Months passed, and God will come again and again. You have not asked anything. He stopped praying, and God will come again and again, morning and evening. And he will say, what? You have not asked yet. And the man became very bored with God. He thought and thought, but whatsoever he will get, neighbors will get double. It is pointless. He always wanted to have a beautiful palace, but what is the point now? The neighbors will have doubly big palaces. The very idea was cursing him, but killing him. He has lost all joy of life. Now there is no possibility of ever being happy. And this God comes morning and evening and tortures him. So one day he said, okay, give me a beautiful golden palace. Immediately his hut became a golden palace. He came out and he said, bigger palaces, doubly bigger, all golden. The whole town had golden palaces, only he was the poorest one. He went to a liar, because where else you can go when such legal problems arise? The liar said, you don't be worried. And of course, God cannot win with a liar. The liar said, you ask. Now, make a big well in front of my house without a wall. So a big well appeared before his palace, and two wells appeared before everybody else. And then the liar said, now ask. Make me one-eyed. Let my one eye disappear. The man said, what are you saying? He said, you just wait. La is la. His one eye disappeared, and all the neighbors, both the eyes disappeared. Now the whole town blind, and two wells in each palace garden. People started falling in wells. People started dying, and the man was utterly happy. He said, now, my desires are fulfilled. So I know, Sudha, you will be in difficulty. I declare you extraordinary, but everybody else, all your neighbors, even Pramod, is doubly extraordinary than you. And please don't go to a liar.
This was Osho Radio for today. The music in this program was by Prabhu, by Subodha and Jashu. Played the flute music just before the discourse. After the discourse, you heard music from the world of Osho from the CD The Rains Have Heard Me, a new piece of music by Karunesh, and to come back to earth again, we'll finish with some vocal music. The song Life is a Celebration by Milarepa, and a song from the ranch when Osho was in America, called Just One Ordinary Man Has Changed My Life. Goodbye, everybody. Stay tuned to Osho Radio. Until the next time, namaste.
I hear your music in me, strings of my heart are singing. You are my inspiration, you are my love. I hear your music in me, strings of my heart are singing. You are my inspiration, you are my love. Oh, what a sweet sensation, when life is a celebration. Oh, what a sweet sensation.
I found a treasure in me that makes my life worth living. A precious jewel shining,
the fragrance of love. I hear your music in me, strings of my heart are singing. You are my inspiration, you are my love. Oh, what a sweet sensation, life is a celebration. Oh, what a sweet sensation. Oh, what a sweet sensation, life is a celebration. Oh, what a sweet sensation.
Sweet sensation.